launching a ticket. The presumptive Democratic ticket makes its first joint public campaign appearance this morning in Delaware. Though the ticket is not even the New York correspondent Harlan Sons reports, there's a long-time rift between the two Democrats.
Harris shared a special bond with Biden's late son, Beau. The two becoming close, meaning each served as attorney general in their home state.
I got to know Joe, both from Beau, because you've never seen it's a rare thing.
Dr. Anthony Fauci weighs his strong doubts about the Russian announcement of releasing the first possible COVID-19 vaccine.
I hope that the Russians have actually definitively proven that the vaccine is safe and effective. I seriously doubt that they've done that. But that's what I think people need to understand when they hear announcements from the Chinese or the Russians that they have a vaccine. They're giving a vaccine. And people say, why aren't the Americans doing that?
The Justice Department has just announced it has opened an investigation into the use of force allegations involving federal agents at protests in Portland, Oregon. The British economy shrunk by a record 20% in September because of the coronavirus. Gas prices heading higher in the U.S. as consumer prices were up last month 6.6%. And the Southern Poverty Law Center says at least 40 Confederate symbols have been removed from across the U.S. since George Floyd's death in May. The Dow up 285. I'm Mike Moss.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet, a Dynavite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infection, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bedliners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bedliners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Herbs to Oils knows that good health starts with good water, especially in the Yuma summer heat. That's why the Herbs to Oils water experts offer four different types of pure drinking water. Whether you choose reverse osmosis, hydrogen oxygen, iodized alkaline, or simple distilled water, you're getting healthy hydration the Herbs to Oils way. For natural and holistic health, there's only one Herbs to Oils, Fortuna Palms Plaza in the foothills. And always open at Herbs, the number two, oilsaz.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk,
sports and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Excessive heat warning in effect now through the weekend. Sunny and 111 today, 85 overnight tonight with a south wind at 10. Partly sunny and 114 tomorrow, 85 tomorrow night. Friday, 112 with sunshine, 86 on Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, Yuma. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. We have Ron Stauffer, who is the owner, director. He is the guy at Leader Digital. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, John.
Fairly new to the Chamber, fairly new to Yuma. When we discovered you were a Chamber member, thank you very much for that. But I guess you're new to Yuma from Colorado, is that correct?
Yeah, brand new. We came. My wife and I and our five kids moved here on June 2nd.
Welcome, and then we turned the blast furnace on for you. We made sure it was 115 degrees real quick.
I hear I came at the worst possible time.
But, you know, we tell people, look, Yuma, our people are warm. You have to spin that correctly, okay? You can't say hot. Just, our people are warm. What's your take so far? You've been here about a month or two. What's your take so far?
Well, my first thought is I was amazed at how friendly the people on our neighborhood were. I think we're probably the only family that's not in the military. That's a big difference. Most of our neighbors are Marines, but very friendly and very welcoming. Our kids have had a great time getting to know the other kids, so the people are warm. I would agree with you there. Definitely the weather is warm. This is definitely the hottest place I've ever lived in. Probably not the hottest place I've ever been, but, you know, I'm just thinking, I grew up in California, and so in Stockton, there were some summers where I think we peaked at about 110 degrees, but boy, 114, 116, that's new for me.
However, for Stockton, the humidity in Stockton, I spent a couple summers in Sacramento, that humidity is just awful.
That's my favorite part about Yuma, and that's part of why I picked Yuma. When we were looking to relocate, my wife and I, we're thinking, okay, I want to go somewhere where there's no more snow. So we moved here from Colorado. We were up in Boulder County, a town called Longmont. And we loved it there, but I'm tired of the snow. I turned into a snowbird a little bit early. And anyway, no humidity was a really important factor. We wanted to go somewhere warm, but where it wasn't humid. So that's definitely one of my favorite parts of living in Yuma.
Well, welcome to Yuma.
Thank you.
We're glad that you're here. And, of course, we're glad you joined the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And the great thing is, you know, you don't have to shovel sunshine. That's one of the things we talk about here in Yuma. You are going to absolutely love November, December, January. It's paradise. It really is something special.
We keep hearing that, and I keep telling my kids, don't, you know, wait, it'll get better. But it's funny you mention that, because as we were packing up to leave the house, we said, you know, what are the things that we need to bring with us? And I looked at the snowblower and said, I don't think I'm going to need that for the rest of my life, so let's sell that.
Very good. Toboggans and those things left behind. Yep. However, if you want snow, it's just a couple hours away. If you really just have to have some snow, it's not that far away. We'll help you with that, too.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, welcome. Again, five kids?
Five kids.
Age range?
Yeah, I know. People tell me I still look like a kid myself, but my kids are 14 down to 7. So my wife and I had 5 kids in 6 years, and it has kept us busy ever since.
and yet he still smiles. I love it. I love it. Yeah, I miss Saturday morning breakfast. You know, making breakfast order for each of the kids. You know, even if I was in the kitchen for 4 hours, didn't matter. And didn't matter what they wanted, I was there. I miss it. I really, really, really miss the Saturday morning hijinks, the cartoons, the league baseball. I got to do this, and I miss the chaos.
Yeah, well, our house is full of chaos.
I don't want to borrow any, but I just miss it. I just miss it.
Sure.
So, Leader Digital, check out your website, and it's fascinating. You have a kind of a different take on website development. What's the wrinkle you bring to website development that others might not?
Well, there's several different ways to look at that. I think the thing that I've been able to bring to the clients I've had over the past few years, I technically started my company in 2008, so I believe I'm going on almost 13 years now, is a lot of people, especially when they're starting a business, they don't know what they don't know, and they don't know what they need. So they'll look at something like a website or the internet in general and say, this is confusing. Where do I start? Should I get a website? Should I build it myself? How do search engines work? What about social media? And it's kind of this vast, you know, like looking up in the universe and you see stars everywhere, and it's pretty overwhelming. So what I really try to focus on for people is I tell them, you know, maybe not in so many words, but I'll say, like, look, I'll help you with everything. I'll help you understand how it works, and relax. I've seen it before. I've done it before. You don't have to understand. Because sometimes they'll get into the weeds and say things like, well, I was talking to this other guy, and he said we should build a website in PHP. And then this other friend said, no, it's all about ASP. And I just laugh and I say, you're getting way too far ahead of yourself. Let's figure out what your needs are first, and then work backwards from there to figure out what technology that we're going to use. And especially with the clients that I work with, I do enough hand-holding and building the system, I think, right in the beginning so that they never even have to worry about that, to where if somebody asked them, what's your website built in, they wouldn't even know because it doesn't really matter
right.
to them.
See, I believe in fairy dust. That's the internet works, and websites, it's fairy dust. I firmly believe in that,
okay.
And that works for me because I know what I want it to do.
Right.
I don't want to know how it happens.
Sure.
I really don't because I overthink things, and I don't want to get caught in those weeds. I really don't. We have a great local internet provider, and the site works. It does what it's supposed to do, and that's all I need. It doesn't have to make coffee.
Right.
It doesn't have to do any of that kind of stuff. Just get the information out there and be open 24/7. I think that's one of the things I think small businesses don't realize. Your website, you're open 24/7, 365. And I think it's probably one of the things that you mentioned as well when you talk especially to small businesses.
Well, somebody, that's a really good point. Somebody put it into perspective to me one time, and this was before I was even in the business. I don't remember who it was, and I wish I could, but somebody said, if I were to come to you as a business and say, I have a salesman or a saleswoman, but in this case, you know, he was painting a picture. I have a salesman who wants to come work for you. He will work 365 days a year, 24/7. He doesn't get sick. He doesn't ask vacation. And he can talk to 800,000 people at the same time. How much money would you be willing to pay that salesman?
Back up the Brinks truck.
$50,000, $100,000, $200,000? It depends on what your total budget and your revenue is as your, you know, for your company. Pardon me. But the point is, you can't buy something that great. So a website serves as a 24/7 salesman. It's the most important, I think, investment you could possibly make. Think of it as an employee, and in that sense, yeah, my goodness, I mean, you can have an entire sales force that still can't compete with that.
So how many Red Bulls do you have to buy this employee?
Yeah, well, you have to buy Red Bull for the web developer
okay.
sometime to make it happen.
Sugar-free or fruit-leaded?
Oh, man, I haven't done that in a long time. I used to do all-nighters, especially when I was starting my business. Wow, so many all-nighters or, you know, up till 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning just trying to launch things and learning on the job and figuring out how does this whole website thing work. And, you know, I don't do that anymore. I have a schedule now, and I go to bed at night.
I did that one time with my business, Huntington Beach, 1984. I showed up at my office Labor Day with my ex-wife and one of my coworkers. And we had to rebuild the entire newspaper from when we started October of 83 to that day. Every invoice, every transaction, because our financials were a mess. And we did an all-nighter. It was nuts. But we had to do it. And I said, okay, I can say I did that once and once only.
Sure.
But that's what small business does. You do what you got to do.
Oh, so absolutely.
I want to talk more about small business, and especially here in Yuma, if that's okay, after the break.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Oh, yeah.
coronavirus crisis, leadership matters. Thanks to quick action from Senator Martha McSally, Arizona is getting what we need to fight this pandemic, securing millions of dollars for hospitals to save lives and helping small businesses save more than 1 million jobs so families can make ends meet. Senator McSally.
I'm doing everything I can in this unprecedented time to help Arizonans in order to get the relief that they need to get through this.
Now, as co-sponsor of S-4117, Senator McSally is working to get more relief to Arizona small businesses. McSally's bill, S-4117, will cut government red tape and make it easier for businesses to focus on what's important, keeping their doors open and meeting payroll. Call Senator Martha McSally at 602-952-2410 and tell her to keep working to pass S-4117, cutting red tape to help small businesses and save Arizona jobs. Paid for by One Nation, OneNationAmerica.org.
Quinchon Casino Resort is now open and queued up for fun. Stay up to date on our reopening, including hours of operation, by visiting our website, playqcr.com. We look forward to seeing you soon. Quinchon Casino Resort. Must be 21 to enter property.
At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, we offer essential services to help keep your home comfortable. We all know comfort is key in these challenging times. If your air system is giving you trouble, contact our team of professionally trained technicians. We are here for you 24/7 with same-day appointments available at 844-1-HOUR or visit us online at onehourair.com.
Your comfort is just a call away.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, Ron Stauffer, who is the owner, director of everything of Leader Digital. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. You know, my business cards, the first ones I ever had printed, my job title, I decided I was going to be the Godfather.
The Godfather.
Yeah, because what's an owner or a founder? Who cares? I'm the Godfather. I don't do that anymore, though.
But you're not going to make me an offer I can't refuse, I hope. Please, let's not go down that road. We're also on Facebook Live, sponsored by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. We love the fact we're on Facebook Live and that audience as well. So, a small business. You decided at some point in time, there was a fork in the road, Ron, where you said, I'm going to do it on my own. Like, was there an event, just a happening, just this lightning bolt? What happened?
Oh, there was an event. Yeah, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I got laid off. I was working for a home builder in 2009, and those of you who may remember, something terrible happened in the construction industry in 2009.
It was awful.
It started sliding downhill in 2008, but I hung on until 2009, and then everybody we knew in the industry was just laying people off left and right, and I was in marketing. I was a marketing director for a home builder, and Thanksgiving, it was either Thanksgiving Day or the day before Thanksgiving, 2009, I got laid off. And so backing up a second, so I started my company in 2008. And I thought, you know, I'm going to do this on the side. This will be nice. I'll you know, make some side income. I'll start building websites. I'll learn how to incorporate that into the way that I help market my current employer. Well, that came in really handy when I got laid off the very next year, because all of a sudden I woke up and I thought, not only can I, I don't have a job anymore, but the skills that I have in the industry that I'm working for, I can't go get a job anywhere in town because everybody's laying everybody off. So it wasn't like I could say I got laid off here, I'll just go next door and, you know, pound the pavement and pass out a bunch of resumes, because nobody was hiring. So
correct.
I thought, okay, well, how about this? How about instead of looking for a job, I'll take my part-time business full-time and give that a couple weeks, maybe 6 or 8 weeks, something like that. If it doesn't work, then maybe I'll go on unemployment and, you know, try to get a job or something. Like, I'll swallow my pride and say, I tried, but it didn't work. Well, I tried, and it did work. So I'm a big fan of learning side hustles, and I'm also firsthand proof that sometimes that side hustle comes in really handy because it turns into your main hustle. So I say I'm an accidental entrepreneur. You know, I meet people who say things like, oh, I always knew I wanted to be my own boss, or I started my company when I was 12 years old, you know, selling things door-to-door with my wagon. For me, I never cared about that, you know? Like, you hear about Mark Cuban. He talks about he sold trash bags, funny enough, door-to-door with his wagon. Well, and later he becomes this billionaire, right? But for me, I never cared about that. I never wanted to be self-employed. I never woke up in the morning and said, you know what I think I should do? I should start a company. But, you know, on Thanksgiving Day or the day after, I woke up and said, you know what I think I have to do? I have to start a company. So that's how I got into it.
But you did. And I, looking at your face, there's joy in what you're doing. There's joy in how you're doing it. And there's joy in being your own boss.
Oh, well, it's a double-edged sword.
Because you're probably tough on you as a boss.
Well, and like you were saying before, sometimes you pull those all-nighters or, you know, whatever you need to do to get the job done.
Right.
You know, as self-employed people, I have some fellow entrepreneurs who I like to joke around with sometimes, and we joke about, like, someday if this doesn't work, we'll just go get a real job. Or, you know, like, remember when we had paydays? Yeah, paydays.
Yeah.
That was a thing. And benefits. Boy, that was a long time ago when I had benefits. Boy, those were the good old days, right?
Near the phone booth. right.
So I do like it, and I love it these days. I've learned to really embrace it. There are highs, but there are definitely lows. But my wife, it's funny enough, my wife, she has said and would tell you, oh, yeah, you're totally cut out for this. But I never saw that myself. I never said, like, you know, I think that I'm built for being a business owner. I never thought that. But once I did it, she said, yeah, oh, yeah, your personality is real natural for that. And it's like, oh, okay, I guess so.
So is there a fine line between courage and stupidity? is there like a fork in the road when you go down? Because for me, that was me. I left the Los Angeles Times, the most secure job on the planet, benefits of the yin-yang. It was a cocoon. And then I went on my own ad agency. I mean, I went off the deep end. But there, I think that might have been more stupidity than courage. I made it work. But you, more courage?
Yeah, that's a tough question. It's funny because I ask myself, would I do things the same now? And I don't know that I would. I think it takes a young person, in my case, a young man's perspective of, I'm invincible and I can figure stuff out and I can do anything. Yeah, if I got laid off today, let's say, would I start a business? I don't know that I can say that I would. I think I would be a lot more entrenched in my ways of wanting that security and benefits and that sort of thing. So there's a level of, you know, sometimes you might say idiocy or just arrogance, certainly.
Stubborn.
Stubbornness.
There's in there. Oh, yeah. Got that. I think you have to have that, though. You have to have all those elements to go on your own and really be a solopreneur, an entrepreneur. You have to have all those components. I believe in myself. I'm a grinder. I'm going to get this done. And even when there's days of, I don't want to say despair, but not so fun days.
Oh, sure.
You got to find a way to just, you know, barrel through them.
You just have to. And I was talking to my sister, funny enough. She just became a massage therapist. And in massage therapy, most massage therapists are their own boss. They don't really work for someone else as an employee. Even if they do work for someone else, it's very part-time or contract basis. And I was just amazed at some of her questions, and I thought, like, wow, yeah, this is really a bizarre life that I lead. She was saying things like, you know, so if you wake up on Monday morning and you've got rent due on Friday and you have no money coming in, what do you do? And I thought, that's a great question, and I don't know the answer, because you wake up and you figure it out every day. You just barrel through it and you just don't take no for an answer. So there are many times I wake up on a Monday morning and I think, I got a big bill coming up, or, you know, some huge financial commitment either at the end of the week or at the end of the month. I have no idea how I'm going to pay that, but I'm still going to go to bed and go to sleep because I've been here, I've done that, and it's always worked out.
Because bank robbery is not an option.
I can't do that.
But there are times, though, when you have to say, I need revenue. Do people buy your services, or do you sell your services?
I can't tell if you're taking that like in a philosophical direction.
No. Because at the Chamber of Commerce, we have not sold memberships in years. We've had people want to join, so they buy into what we're doing. They look what we're doing, say, I want to be a part of that. So for us, there's no sales operation at the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, that's selling it. That's a good perspective.
So people are purchasing it. They're seeing what we're doing. They're buying it. So for you, what Leader Digital does, the way you do it, how you do it, are people buying your services or are you selling your services?
I would have to agree with you. I have the same perspective. Like for me, I always say that I only work with people that I know and like and trust.
Okay.
And that people who know and like and trust me. And I've literally told people in sales meetings, if you don't like me, that's okay. I'm not here to push, you know, I'm not here to push myself on you. I'm not going to do the, no offense to car salespeople, but the stereotype of like, you know, what can I get you, you know, what do I have to say to get you to sign on the line today? I don't work that way. I never have. I never will. I look at people and I say, you know, if you want something immediately and you're looking for the lowest cost service, I'm not your guy. But if you want a relationship and you buy into me and who I am and we feel like we can do well together, that's how I like to work. And I have one client who has, she's been a client for over 10 years. And every single month, she sends me a check. Every single month for 10 years. And I look at that and I think, yeah, those are the people that I want to work with. I must be doing something right.
When I get to, because of accounting principles, I open the mail at the chamber. I open the mail and hand it off to Cheryl, who does the financials. And I get these checks from members who I'm not sure I've ever personally met, but they're buying into our mission. They're buying into what we're doing for the community. They're buying into our process and how we represent Yuma at the legislature, at the state capitol, and with other members as well. And that's the rewarding thing, like that check, you know, every month for 10 years. It's amazing, because you're right. You have to choose two. You want fast, cheap, or good. Choose two.
Right.
Can't do all three.
Yeah, exactly.
But people want all three, and it's just not realistic.
Yeah, and, you know, what's funny, though, something I learned, I was giving a presentation in Boulder a couple of months ago to a room full of entrepreneurs, and I was talking about how there are some clients who give you red flags before you do business with them, and you think, like, ooh, this was a bad client. I should not have worked with this. With this person, for whatever reason. Personality conflict, might be an ethical issue. I almost never work with those, thankfully. But there are some clients who have a yellow flag, and that's where they'll basically say, they'll start saying things like, well, I need it done fast and cheap and quickly and, you know, all these things. And I found it's just because they don't know what they're talking about or they don't know how your business works. So if you can get them over that hurdle and say, hey, that seems reasonable from your perspective, let me show you why it's going to be a little bit more complicated than that. I look at those and I call them yellow flag clients, and I can turn them into great clients. And some of my best clients, honestly, are ones who came to me with ridiculous expectations, but I was able to say, let me take you through this process, and here's why I don't recommend that you take that approach, or here's why what you're asking for can't really be done. And I think they appreciate that level of candor, and they say, I like this guy. I can trust this guy.
You know, I have that level of confidence with my web provider because he knows I don't know Jack. I've never even met Jack. So right. Well, sometimes I'll call him and say, I'm having a picnic.
Okay.
You know what a picnic is, right?
I don't.
But you need this one in your business. Picnic is problem in chair, not in computer.
Okay.
So, and I have lots of picnics. And he'll get me off the ledge, and here's what it's supposed to do, here's what it can't do. Great relationship because, again, I just don't know.
Sure.
But I know what I want it to do. When it does, I get frustrated and I have those picnics. It's always on me. And he's very gracious and he's kind and considerate. And those kinds of relationships are really, really cherished and need to be nourished. So congratulations to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Leader Digital, what's the phone number, sir?
You know, I use the phone so little, I don't even know.
Okay, what's the website then?
LeaderDigital.com. LIEDER. DIGITAL, leaderdigital.com. And part of why I say I don't know is because, first of all, I don't call myself, but I also just got an Arizona number. And I, you know, I've had the same cell phone number for 16 years, but I have an Arizona number too.
Well, Leader Digital will get it done. Again,
right.
Thank you for joining the chamber and welcome to Yuma, leaderdigital.com, LIEDER digital.com. Ron, it's been a joy. Thank you very much. And again, we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Contest rules for all giveaways and contests on 560 KBLU can be viewed and downloaded at our website, KBLUAM.com.
Is your air conditioning system ready for the summer heat? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line, Quick Refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
The Fourth Amendment of the Constitution protects people from unreasonable searches and seizures by the government. Martha McSally has problems defending the privacy of each and every American. McSally supports the super-secret National Security Agency's government snooping, which allows them to collect virtually all of our phone records without warrants, including incoming and outgoing calls, and when those calls were made. In 2015, McSally voted against an amendment to stop the government from accessing Americans' data without a warrant, the so-called backdoor search loophole. And in 2016, McSally voted against an amendment to prohibit warrantless searches of government databases of the communications of U.S. citizens. This year, let's cut the cord on Meddling Martha.
Indivisible Action is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by Indivisible Action and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Indivisible.org.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU Studio. We have a new guest, Larry Arenado, who is El Roto Broadcasters, sales executive, man about town, and a guy that knows his stuff. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. And it's Arredondo, by the way. I have trouble with
it myself.
So I don't.
Wait. I did it wrong on my script. Yeah. Holy smokes! I will fix that for the next break. Anyway, I have several Chamber of Commerce announcements to make. It's really a busy time for us at the Chamber. COVID-19 has struck, and we're pivoting. We have our Good Morning Yuma, which is tomorrow morning. That's Thursday. Again, that's the 13th of August at 7 a.m., sponsored by the Yuma International Airport. We'll be broadcasting our Good Morning Yuma tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., from the airport conference room. I want to thank those folks for being so gracious. We appreciate them. There'll be a special presentation by Synergy Home Care and the Yuma County Heroes Program. The Dunns are just doing great work. I want to thank them as well, Synergy Home Care and the Yuma Heroes Program. But the program for tomorrow morning's Good Morning Yuma is a presentation of We Are Open for Learning. We have four great professional presenters going to talk to us about opening of school, what the guidance is going to be. So Dr. Daniel Kaur, Arizona Western College, Gina Thompson from YUHSD, Lori Deering from Crane, and Jamie Sheldahl from Yuma First. Looking forward to just getting the latest information because it's changing almost by the hour. So I'm looking forward to that presentation tomorrow morning. Good morning, Yuma. That will be on the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. Remember Monday. This is pretty important. Monday, August 17th. This is Every Employee Counts. We are asking every business in Yuma County to allow their employees a couple minutes, please go to the website, please fill in your census. It's really, really important. People don't understand, and I think unless they realize how it affects me in my daily life, they just aren't interested. But 2020census.org, it really impacts most of your everyday life, from representation in Congress, which is of course important, funding for all kinds of transportation, nonprofits, etc. And when businesses are looking to relocate to Yuma County, I'm in a high-rise office in New York with an office with no windows. I'm just looking at statistics, okay? They're going to see what Yuma is or isn't. They're going to make the decisions. So, again, this is all about economic development. It's all about the growth of Yuma County. It's all about getting our place at the table when it comes to a lot of things, including the House of Representatives. So, again, 2020census.org, it took me like 2.5 minutes. So it wasn't a huge inconvenience for me. So, again, that we're going to do a call out to businesses on Monday, employees count, and we're asking businesses to give their associates a couple of minutes, give an extra 2.5 minutes on their break, whatever, show them to the computer, fill it out, fill it in. There's a letter from Mayor Nichols that has signatures from the mayor of Somerton, mayor of San Luis, mayor of Wilton, and Yuma County Board of Supervisors, also supporting the effort, making sure that associates and employees fill in their census stuff. We're way behind. The nation is about 62%. Yuma County is about 55%. Yuma's about, so we just got to get there. And again, it's important. Also tomorrow after Chamber Chatter, the Greater Yuma Area Community Prosperity Virtual Summit. Again, you can sign up for that in a lot of different ways. Go to the U of A's website. But I'm going to be one of the presenters, presented by the United States Department of Agriculture. And I'm one of the presenters talking about economic development. We're also talking about opportunity development and really letting folks know that we have a shot at elevating our game by bringing the right people to the table, the right industries to the table. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be tomorrow. What else is going on? Oh, that's about it. I'm running out of papers. So, Larry, we had Leader Digital on earlier, but I wanted to kind of pivot and talk about digital marketing in the radio world. So if I'm looking to expand my message and I'm talking to a radio guy, okay, then you'd say, well, you need to do digital with us. What does that mean?
Well, I think it's important that people understand, businesses in particular, that what your previous guest mentioned something about a website being a salesperson, and I think that's a good analogy. It is. It's 24/7, 365. It's always there. The question is, how do you get people? Because it's not an outside salesperson. It's not going out there looking for people.
It's incoming.
Okay, it's incoming, okay? So how do you get people to come to your website? If someone does a search on, let's say you're a plumber, okay, and they look for plumbers, they Google search, and they come up with a list of 15, 20 different plumbers, how do they select that business? Okay, they've got to go through each of those listings, check out everybody's website, okay?
Right.
How do you gain an advantage over all of the other people in your business category? You market, you advertise, okay? We certainly would like you to advertise on radio. But we're talking about digital. I think digital is so important, especially now during the pandemic. When this thing started, people had certain habits. We could see we could track the way different media were evolving and moving and growing or not growing. But what happened during the pandemic is people's habits changed.
Mm-hmm.
Significantly. People started using the internet more, okay? Even for local business, okay? They have their groceries delivered, their prescriptions delivered, all of those things that that we had not done before, okay? And some people had been a little bit reluctant to use the internet because either they weren't all that familiar with it or it wasn't comfortable for them. But when we were stuck in our homes, it became vital. It was a vital link.
It was the connection.
It was the only connection we had, pretty much. So I don't think that's going away.
Right.
Okay? People talk about getting back to normal. My personal opinion, we're not getting back to normal. Pre-pandemic doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
We are going to have to move forward from the pandemic. Okay.
The pendulum will swing. It's not going to swing all the way back.
No.
It will swing. It won't come back here.
But it won't come back to where it was.
Right.
Because people's habits have changed. And some of them have changed their habits permanently.
Yep.
Okay. So I really believe that I'm getting a look from Russ over there. He doesn't agree with me.
Well, we are partner Neanderthals. Okay. He's got the chisel and slate. I've got the hammer. He's Barney Rubble and Fred Flintstone. So we got this part covered.
Yeah, I saw him out there trying to start a fire with some wood. You know.
And his car has a crank.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. But and again, that's my opinion. But it also is the opinion of many other people that I've talked to in media and in business. We are not anywhere, I don't believe, we're not anywhere close to getting back to full-on retail and restaurants and all of those things. I think we're going to be somewhat restricted for some time to come. So advertising is always important. You talked about the website being a salesperson, but again, it's not an outside salesperson. So you need to reach out to people. It doesn't mean you have to hire a salesperson to go out there and reach out to people, but you use the internet and the platforms that are available to reach out to people, to reach out to your potential customers. And it's so easy now to target specifically who you want to reach. There are many different platforms. I believe that radio works well with digital because radio is a means by which you get the message out there to thousands and thousands of people.
That's the outside sales rep.
That's the outside sales rep, okay? Right. But also with digital marketing, okay? If you use the different Facebook platforms to reach out to the Facebook audience. There's the Facebook Audience Network, which is companies and apps who have partnered with Facebook. So when you advertise on Facebook, you're also advertising on those platforms.
Right.
Okay? It increases your reach. The nice thing about digital marketing is that we talk about radio as being a targeted medium. But I have to say that digital marketing allows you to target at such a fine level, such a deep level,
yep,
that you can really, if you know... Here's a challenge for most businesses. They don't really know who their customers are.
Well, that's why I do my free seminars at the chamber. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Marketing strategies, because people advertise without doing any marketing.
Yes,
and they have to spend many hours understanding their customer's customer. They need to get down in the weeds. They have to to find out who is my prime customer.
Right.
My primary customer, my secondary customer, my tertiary customer, because he's expensive to get. Who is my target customer? And most folks don't know.
Most folks don't know, and so I oftentimes get the answer, well, I want to reach everybody.
Yeah.
Well, you can't be all things to all people, okay? We're in such a niche society now. You really have to be a specialist, okay? And if you specialize, then you have to know who your special audience is, who your potential customers are. The challenge with that, with most small businesses, they don't have the time. They don't have the time or the resources to do that research, okay? So that's why you work with someone like your previous guest to build a website that really fits your needs. You work with someone like me who will help guide you through the digital marketing process, digital advertising, and also, because I happen to be in the radio business, I will also help you with
the
radio.
You have the voice for it, actually, which is a pleasant thing to have.
Well, you know, the old joke was you don't have a perfect face for radio. So.
I have a face for radio.
So.
But I think one of the things that happened in the digital world, though, is there are so many, you know, off-ramps. They're keywords, and what I need to know for keywords mm-hmm. as it relates to more marketing in a directory type of a sense, or a key phrase, or understanding AdWords and those sorts of things. So mm-hmm. you can really get in the weeds. I want to talk about that after the break, if that's okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, how to really spend my money wisely on mm-hmm. digital. You can throw a bunch of money at, like most marketing, you can throw mm-hmm. a bunch of money at it, but it may not be as effective as you want. So I want to talk about those details after the break, if that's okay.
Sure.
You are listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KTLU.
If you ever get annoyed, Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Many believe that all hospice organizations are the same, but that is simply not true. If you or a loved one is diagnosed with a terminal illness, you want to choose a hospice organization that provides the best quality care, a hospice with a reputation of putting the patient and family first, a hospice that the community has voted as the best home care provider. In Yuma County, there's only one hospice that has achieved all of these. Hospice of Yuma. Hospice of Yuma is the best choice for you and your loved ones. Hospice of Yuma. Your community. Your choice.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
My name is John Gleason. I'm a retired career naval officer, and I live here in Yuma, Arizona. Like a lot of veterans, I have some medical conditions that put me at a greater risk of coronavirus. I'm being careful about washing my hands, wearing my mask when I go out, and the social distancing.
We're in a public health crisis, and people with pre-existing conditions like John are most at risk. But Donald Trump is still trying to let insurance companies deny coverage for people like John. Even during the pandemic, Donald Trump would let insurance companies deny people coverage just because they get sick.
I've been a Republican almost all my life, but it's just wrong for Donald Trump to take away health care for people with pre-existing conditions. We can't afford four more years of Donald Trump.
Change Now is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Change Now. MakeChangeNow.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Chamber Chatter, 560 AM, KBOU. We have Larry Arredondo from Eldorado Broadcasters, sales marketing guru. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
And we're having fun on Facebook Live, sponsored by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. Good morning, sir. So, before the break, we talked about there's this digital world, but there are ways to really do it effectively and smartly, and there's lots of different off-ramps. Give me just a couple morsels of the easy ones that we mere mortals can understand that, you know, I might be able to put into my business, put into use for me.
Sure, absolutely. And I wouldn't qualify myself as a guru, but a guru wannabe. How's that?
There you go.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned keywords. Keywords are important. I mean, this is how you reach people. You might be looking for physicians or mothers or...
Pineapple slicers.
Business owners. Pineapple slicers, there you go. Yeah. So keywords is one way that you target people. But there are so many other ways. You've scrolled through either Facebook or some other app or what have you on your phone, and you'll have content, 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 and then you'll have an ad. But it looks like the content. So sometimes you don't even know that it's an ad. Right? Those are called native ads. And those
what kind of ads?
Native.
Native ads.
Native
okay.
ads. And they represent about 63% of the engagement with advertising on the internet. Native ads. They are rarely susceptible to ad blockers. In other words, they get through because they look like content. Okay.
So I'm being hoodwinked.
Yeah, in a sense. Yes.
I have to distill it down for me. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, look, the internet has evolved to a to a very mature advertising medium.
Yep.
And if you're like me, like anyone else, you're just inundated with advertising on the internet. So, again, with that, you have to be able to break through. And the way you break through is by targeting your audience. You can target them by behaviors, okay? You can target them by, you can target them on their phones exclusively. It's called mobile conquesting. You can geofence
That's what I don't understand.
The geofence is, okay, let's say that you're a car dealer, okay? And you want to know who is out there looking for cars. You can geofence each of the car dealers, each of your competitors, and when someone visits, if they have their phone on and they have their GPS, their location feature on, you can track who is actually going into your competitor's dealership.
I'm throwing my phone right after this show. I'm throwing my phone away.
And
right after this show.
And you can send them an ad while they're at the dealer. You can have an event, okay? As we don't have so many of those now, but let's say you had an event at the Civic Center. Might be a business expo, whatever okay. It might be. You could geofence the Civic Center, and you could track who actually goes to that event.
Can we do that, Tanya, in November? We're pretty sure we're going to have our expo in the first weekend of November.
Ah.
So, yeah, I think I want to do that.
It's really great. You can look at it from two different ways. Look at it from the business perspective. It's great. I can reach people. I can target people that I'm not actually in front of. You can look at it from the personal side. Holy cow, they know more than I know about myself. which can be a little disturbing. But from a business perspective, you can reach those people while they're at the event. And you can do retargeting, which means you can reach them 25 to 50 times after they've left the event. So if you're at the event, they come to your booth, you talk to them,
right.
you capture their information, name, address, phone number, where they work, blah, 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 and then it's up to you to contact them.
Right.
Okay? So
That's the Neanderthal way.
That's right, right.
Okay.
So with retargeting, that's done automatically. Okay. It tracks them. It just follows them around. Okay. And
fascinating.
Which, again, could be disturbing to some people.
But it's fascinating. Right. I mean, that's what the technology has evolved to.
Yeah.
The technology is a real thing, and artificial intelligence is not that artificial anymore.
No, actually, artificial intelligence, interestingly, you can advertise using artificial intelligence on the Internet. Okay, either on Facebook or some other medium, and you start out with a target audience, a targeted audience. Okay, but not everyone is going to respond to your advertising. Okay, so you think of a funnel. The very top of the funnel is very wide,
right?
And then it gets narrower and narrower and narrower, so you've got a very narrow end of the cone.
Right.
With artificial intelligence, the technology looks at who is responding to your advertising, and then it targets people just like that person who is responding to your advertising.
Got it.
It starts to narrow it down, and it will look for people who meet that profile. They are more likely to respond to your advertising than, let's say, the general public, your larger audience.
So it's doing the research for me.
Absolutely. And it's doing it real time. It's doing it within minutes, okay? And it will, at some point, you will have a target audience that's been winnowed down to the people who are most likely to respond to your advertising.
So if I call you, okay, mm-hmm. I need your phone number, Larry, please. Phone number?
Oh,
there we go. It's a phone thing. It is very archaic, this telephone thing. But you have to have one.
Well, I still have rotary dial at home. So, it's
928-275. Got it.
3447.
3447. 275-3447. Or the station's number, the general number here is
344.
Yep.
4980.
4980.
Right.
So what happens is, if I call and want to do digital advertising, I get you for free.
Correct.
I
got
to pay for anything else, but I get the coaching.
Correct.
I get the education.
Correct.
I get the hand-holding, if you will, for
Correct.
Free. You should charge more for it, but that's a different story.
Well, you know, where we, it's just like radio advertising or any other kind of advertising. A sales rep will come out, talk to you, or account executive, whatever they're calling them these days. They'll come out and they will talk to you and consult with you about your advertising. It's the same thing with digital advertising. Where you pay is when you actually book or go ahead with the advertising.
Right.
Okay, so you pay for the advertising, you don't pay for the consulting, you don't pay
Amen.
For the hand-holding.
So speaking of pay, okay, I can do pay-per-click or I can just do run-of-site. Walk me through the difference between those two. Or are we still doing that, or am I...
Well, you know, pay-per-click was the standard for so long. Now it's click-throughs and view-throughs.
Okay, so okay. I'm already hating myself.
Because what we're interested in is we're interested in conversions, all right? A conversion is when whoever's on your site, whoever clicks on your ad, okay, does precisely what you want them to do. Do you want them to fill out a form? Do you want them to call you? Do you want them to visit your website? What is it you want them to do?
So the expectation's been increased. It's
yes.
not so much that they went to my site. They
it's
have to
not,
do something.
The click-throughs don't mean anything if there's no conversion.
Whoa.
Okay.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Just because someone saw your ad doesn't mean anything. And the fact is, for example, on Facebook, the research says that only 2% of your followers will see your ad at any given time. 2%. So even if you have 10,000 followers, only 20 people are going to see your ad.
That's scary.
Yeah. Well, and that's the
but
way
I can. But if I boost it, do I have a better chance?
Boosting is not as good as promoting. Promoting is where you use Facebook's ad manager. Okay? If you use the ad manager, you have much more flexibility.
I'm lost.
Boosting helps you in your organic marketing campaign.
Okay.
Okay. Organic, however, has gotten to the point where it is it's diminished in its effectiveness. It's diminished in its efficiency, and it...
It just got watered down.
Organic is very difficult to use.
Okay.
Okay. Because it used to be you could put something out there, people would find you. Well, now people can't find you. Okay. Because there's so much out there. So much happening. So Facebook's ad manager allows you to build a campaign, target an audience. You can target with boosting, but not... nearly as well as you can with your ad manager.
Okay.
Nice thing about digital is you can determine what your budget is, who you want to reach, how many you want to reach, how many times you want to reach them.
And get facts. Here's how effective my spend was.
The analytics are so important. You need to know. Let's say you throw three ads out. Okay,
right.
You want to know which ad is working the best. Okay, you can do that through the analytics. Facebook's analytics are pretty good. Okay, of course we all know about Google.
Right.
AdWords, Google Analytics. Okay, very good.
Oh my, are we that close on time?
Oh.
Oh my heavens. Uh oh. All right, Larry Arredondo. Okay. 275-3447, 275-3447. Larry, the time went too fast.
Well, yeah.
Let's do this again sometime?
Absolutely.
I love it.
I'm happy to help here and also anyone out there who's looking for digital marketing.
Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Have a great Wednesday.
Show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.